thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm here with my main man, Will T. Tell people what's up, Will T.
What's going on, world?
That's your catchphrase, what's going on, world? That's
what's
like...
going on, yeah, it's like my other catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. Championship. I can't say that, obviously, but yeah, you are a... you should get that copyrighted, man.
I'm thinking about doing that. Because you know you want the money on the side.
You're the businessman in the Urban Sports Scene. Hands down, man down.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Urban Sports Scene. We're doing an NBA draft special. You know, we got to give a first shout out to some of the local kids that are in the NBA draft. Thomas Robinson, I guess he's local, but he's not really local, but he's from Texas, and people from Applegee's told me to shout him out. But Mike Scott,
okay,
shout out, because Vivian and Coach, they know his peeps, so they told me to give him a shout out. I was on the show on Sunday, and they told me to do this.
Okay.
No all right, problem. Go ahead, you got something to say?
No, not at all.
Okay,
I'm just going along for the ride, man. You hosting it. I'm just here filling the seat, man.
Again, it's the Urban Sports Team. We're on Eyes Radio. Just check us out at www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Chris and the Commish and Clutch Sports Radio. Both shows are hosted out of the DMV. And check out our homies on Voice of the Fan. Their shows air live Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.thevoiceofthefan.com. And also, we have our show syndicated, not paid, freely syndicated on the...
that's important.
freely syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People, Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Applegee's. Make sure you visit the site. That's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Excuse me, I had to stop real quick. You want to go into the pregame, or you want to say it? Because it's
our
your
tradition,
thing.
The pregame.
Yes, say it with some conviction.
Our tradition, the pregame.
There you go, man. You saying it? Our tradition, the pregame. You gotta get into it, man.
All right, man. I feel you.
We gotta get our people. These are our viewers. They like to hear the real Will
T. You mean listeners?
I'm sorry. We're not on TV. You're right.
Yeah, we're not on Ustream.
Yeah, we're not.
We don't have a TV deal or anything like that. So
let me take that back. Excuse me. Our listeners want to see you. Want to hear you be hyped.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. This is boxing. Victor Ortiz lost Saturday to Lopez. I didn't see the fight.
I saw the fight. Very good, entertaining fight. Some people are calling it a candidate for Fight of the Year. Very action-packed. Victor Ortiz was actually quit, I believe it was the eighth round, if I'm not mistaken, with a broken jaw. Towards the end of the seventh round, he got caught with a very good left hook to the side of the jaw. And when he went back to the corner, he told his corner man he couldn't continue, but they were urging him to go out and finish the fight because they knew, like everyone else who was watching the fight, that Victor Ortiz was up on the scorecard. But if he quit, then there would be a TKO decision for Lopez, which ultimately happened. Having said that, we all know that with Victor Ortiz losing and also him having a broken jaw, it kills any hope for a September 15th pay-per-view fight against Saul Canelo Alvarez, which they've already canceled, and they're taking it off of pay-per-view, and they're going to announce Alvarez's opponent this coming weekend. So we'll see.
Who do you speculate? That's a good question. I mean, what about Laura?
They'll never feed him to the sharks this early. I'm thinking if I had to, K-9. Bundrich.
Oh, that's just too
bad. If he wins this weekend, no, just because it's...
what about Quintana?
I don't see Carlos Quintana. I just don't see it. I think it's between Mike Trout or Bundrich. Most likely would it be in Bundrich because he's also a title holder. Rafael Nadal lost.
Yeah, this is big. Rafael Nadal lost second round. And I think it was four or five sets. I didn't see the match, but I saw the outcome. Very shocked. I think this gives Andy Murray a good opportunity to finally get his first major. He hasn't won one yet. This Wimbledon is in his home. It's basically in his home. He's a Brit. Excuse me. He's a Brit. So he has this is a good opportunity for him to win Wimbledon, because if it's always usually the four, you knock out one of them. Now he's one out of three. So he has a good opportunity. He just has to hope that he can knock out either Federer gets knocked out early or even Djokovic gets knocked out early. That even obviously ups his chances to win his first major or Grand Slam. His first Grand Slam, excuse me.
please don't look to me for any input on tennis. We both know that I watch tennis. I'm a casual tennis
I play
observer.
It, you and I watch
play
it.
You know, that's a...
And I suck at it, but I enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
It's like Charles Barkley playing golf.
Yeah, I mean, it's good exercise for you.
Yeah, so, it is, man. It really is. Down on the pregame, Sidney Crosby gets a deal worth $104.4 million over 12 years.
Sidney Crosby's paid. He deserves it. He's the best player in hockey.
Oh, him or Alex Ovechkin.
He's the best player in hockey. Alex Ovechkin hasn't won anything. For me to anoint him the best player, you have to get hardware championships, even though he has league MVPs. He's led his team to President Cup, the best record during the regular season. But at always, what do you do in April and, you know, in May and June? That's what puts you the top player in the NHL. Alex Ovechkin hasn't produced it as of yet.
Well,
so.
My whole thing is a hockey player being paid that much money. I mean, you got the least favorite sport. You're the least sport, period. I want the least popular sport in the game. So
out of the North American sports, I'll go out on that limb. Yeah, it's the least popular sport.
I mean, $104.4 million NFL players. I mean, that's high for an NFL player. It's over 12 years. But anyway, the draft's about to start soon. We have to speed up with this pregame. Let's move on. D-Wade's will miss the Olympics due to knee surgery.
Doesn't surprise me. He took a beating this whole playoffs. He deserves a little bit of time off. There are a lot of guys that are going to be playing in the Olympics that I think actually need to rest themselves, such as Kobe.
LeBron, too.
Maybe Deron Williams, Chris Paul. Also.
Maybe Rondo.
Rondo, yeah.
Will Rondo play in the Olympics?
Nah, he's not guaranteed to spot on the Olympics. Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade should miss out. Maybe he's going to smash off Gabriel Union while he's on a break in bed rehabbing.
Yeah, celebrate that championship, that second championship.
Yeah,
keep
talking about your personal problems. I know what your personal problems include. But D-Wade was a lottery pick in the NBA draft years ago. When we get back, we'll be discussing the NBA draft. Thomas Robinson, Anthony Davis,
Michael
Bonds,
Gilchrist, Bradley Beal, Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. There's a lot of talent in this draft. There's only one elite talent that everyone would think of.
Supposedly. We'll see. Paul Pierce was the same way.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we come back from commercial break.
Urban Sports Team Eyes Radio.
For ages.
You dig?
NBA Draft Special.
You can now hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Download it. It's free. Takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand. No syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you register.
All right. We're back from the break. NBA draft special. And the number one pick just came in. Like anyone doubted it, New Orleans has selected Anthony Davis from Kentucky.
Yeah, shocker. Let me do some little urban sports scene pre-stuff before we get into the real
promotion.
Draft.
That's all promotion. Promotion. This is how we get paid right here, buddy.
If you say paid, I know what that means, but sure. This is how we get free paid. Okay. You can listen to us, listen to the show by visiting our website, www.walio.podbeam.com. We're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can also check us out on the Sports Crib podcast show on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/West Coast Steeler Fan. The show is hosted by Doc Hancock and West Coast Steeler Fan.
All right, now we have the number two pick. Now, this is where things are kind of going to get sketchy because of all the speculation that's been going around. There's been a lot of talk that the Wizards want Bradley Beal with the third pick. Charlotte Bobcats are on the clock. They have the number 2 pick. A lot of speculation that they might actually either A, take Bradley Beal or trade out of this spot. Let me ask you a question, Wally.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask away, sir.
First of all, who do you think would be the ideal fit for the Wizards?
Well, I said this on our last show when we did our our lottery special, not the drafts, but a lottery special. Well, I said Harrison Barnes is the ideal fit. I'm up here on Twitter. At J1128 has Bradley Beal. He's a fan of Bradley Beal. And also, Mastermind RW, at Mastermind RW, thinks Thomas Robinson is the pick. That's the pick for the Washington Wizards. I think Harrison Barnes fits. I think he can play the 3. He's a good swing man. And I think, as you saw in North Carolina, what he can do with a point guard who can dictate, who can dictate everything. I think John Wall is getting to that position. Harrison Barnes is very effective if his point guard plays a great point guard.
Yeah, I mean to cut you off, but you made an excellent point. Harrison Barnes is a guy who I don't think at this point in his career can create shots for others.
Yeah,
essentially very easily.
Yeah.
He can get his own shot off. He needs a point guard that can create shots for not only him, but for the rest of the team and for him to get him in the groove. We saw down the stretch when Kendall Marshall went out in the tournament, it hurt North Carolina.
Yeah.
People were saying, all right, this is the opportunity this is the situation we always wanted to see. Can Harrison Barnes put this team on the back and lead them? And to a certain extent,
he didn't. He put up numbers. He still put up numbers without Marshall. But you know, that's a lot of pressure to put on Harrison Barnes. We all know if you have a good point guard, your team is that much better. And Marshall was a great traditional point guard in the college game. Bill's the same way. Bill needs a point guard too to be effective. You know, they say it's hard for him to create his own shot as good as at this point in time in his career. Creating his own shot isn't the best thing he could do. He's a flat out shooter though. Bill's a flat out shooter, which again John Wall will help out too to that point too. That's why, you know, I'm not mad at either or. I do like Jordan Crawford. And I think like by having Harrison Barnes, you don't have to stunt his growth, because I'm a fan of an individual who's a scorer. I think you can grow out of being a bad shot taker. You know, you can do it. It's hard, but you can do it.
It takes a lot of time and patience
by coaching
staff.
You know, you can do it. Allen Iverson was a bad shot taker. I'm not putting Jordan Crawford in that category, but Allen Iverson was a bad shot. He was a bad shot taker.
I'll put Jordan Crawford in that category. He's never seen a shot he doesn't.
Well, you know what I mean. As being as talented as Allen Iverson,
okay.
But you know, he's a bad shot taker. So, but Allen Iverson within years improved that, and you know, took better shots in his stint in Philadelphia. Excuse me, we have 1 minute and 2 seconds left for the Charlotte Bobcats to make a pick.
It looks like maybe Charlotte is in the midst of making a trade.
Exactly.
There was a rumor earlier going on about potentially OKC trading James Harden to Charlotte to move all the way up to the number 2 pick to take a Bradley Beal. That would be a very interesting scenario if it did happen. I wouldn't see how it would work out for OKC simply for this reason. Well, I guess you could bring Bradley Beal off the bench.
No, Bradley Beal would start.
You think so?
No, he would start. Bradley Beal would start. My whole problem with that team is because he's not a guy who you need to create his own shot. Harden created his own shot. That's why you have him on the floor. He can create his own shot easily.
But what about Westbrook? What about
Westbrook? Fits. You know why he fits? Because Westbrook can have the ball in his hand more, and he can kick it out to Bradley Beal rather than Harden getting the ball, making an ISO play. Now, Harden's a better player. Don't get me wrong. I think Harden's a better player, and he makes OKC better if he's on that team than Bradley Beal. I think, you know, the problem is that they know they can't afford Harden. They know they can't afford Harden. So what I would do if I was OKC is I wouldn't trade Harden. I would amnesty Kendrick Perkins and then take that money to sign Harden rather than going after Bradley Beal. Harden is flat out the better player. If this deal is on the table, Jordan takes it, and that will be the centerpiece for the Charlotte Bobcats. And I think lose the whole image of Jordan being a terrible front office guy.
Well, let me ask you this, because just a couple of days ago, really, Harden was actually in the limelight, the high, the limelight. Well, actually, the number two pick is coming in. And the pick is... I told you, did I tell you before?
Will the, T yeah. just said it correctly. Michael Kidd Gilchrist is going to be a Charlotte Bobcat, which just probably means Bradley Beal is coming to D.C. Not a great fit for me, but I'm not mad at it. I mean, yeah. I think Harrison Barnes would be the ideal fit. But Bradley Beal's coming here. I think Washingtonians will be happy. I think that's the overall consensus, which people wanted down here.
I mean, but
the
there's still a possibility because the man who's making the pick, Ernie Grunfeld, I don't necessarily
have the
most confidence in
I'm telling you the honest
when it comes to his drafting.
The honest to God truth, I'm being real with you. They wanted, like, the Wizards really wouldn't mind taking Harrison Barnes, I'm telling you. Because we worked out so well for him that they liked him. But this is interesting. Like, everyone thought Michael Kidd Gilchrist dropped in the draft.
Nah, I've always stated that Michael Kidd Gilchrist, he has that thing that people, NBA GMs love, which is called potential. Right now, the guy defensively is a dog. He has that mentality, that junkyard dog mentality. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get it on the defensive end. Offensive, I'm going to attack the boards. It's just that his shot creation, his ability to create a shot for himself and others is lacking. And also his jump shot is very lacking. His form is borderline horrible. But he was undoubtedly probably one of the top three best players in the nation last year. The second best player. Some people will argue the best player on a national championship team.
He was
team.
For a while. He was the best player. I agree.
I said some people will argue.
I like Michael Kilgrass. I remember the last time we did the show, you said Thomas Robinson would be the two pick overall, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, I just said before the show started. When
yeah,
we just
make sure.
Before it got on.
You know what I mean? But I was wrong, so don't worry about it. I had Drummond, and you see how wrong I was. You know, that's the crazy thing about doing these drafts. You never know when people work out and when you give the scouts the time to dissect these players, what can happen. But, yeah, let's go to Washington Wizards, man. It seems like I think we both agree that Bradley Beal will probably be the pick for the Washington Wizards. Mm-hmm. They fell in love with him. Your thoughts about Bradley Beal and what he's going to bring to the Washington Wizards?
Well, I think everyone knew that Bradley Beal was the guy because of the trade that the Wizards made. I don't necessarily think they should have made that trade prior to the draft because that kind of that kind of showed everyone your hand because, you know, you brought in Trevor Ariza, so you say, okay, the Wizards aren't going to pick a Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. You bring in a Mecca Okafor, so you know Thomas Robinson is out the window. So those two guys right there, so it really essentially left it down to two guys for the Wizards, which was Harrison Barnes or Bradley Beal. Now the pick isn't officially in yet. There's still like 2 minutes before the pick, and we'll have to see. Maybe they go with Barnes. Maybe they go with Beal, but a lot of the information that's leaked out of the Wizards camp is the Wizards are in love with Bradley Beal because of his ability to shoot and stretch the floor. And you also look at it with a guy like John Wall who can get him the ball. And then with the additions they've made over the past 12 months with Nene, Emeka Okafor, Trevor Ariza, the development of Kevin Seraphin, kind of makes sense right now.
I'm just telling you, this is going to be really interesting because I believe that when the Wizards do get Bradley Beal, I think Harrison Barnes will go to Cleveland or vice versa. So this is an interesting pick right here, I think, for two teams. Because you want to team Kyrie Irving in Cleveland side with a good swing man, and that swing man will probably be Harrison Barnes or Bradley Beal. I predict this to be Bradley Beal. I still stick to my word that I feel like Harrison Barnes within the top five picks, I'm going to say it again, will probably be the best player in the draft between these top five picks.
All right, the Wizards pick is in right now. With the third pick, the Wizards select Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal.
That's the pick.
That's the pick, Bradley Beal.
I think this creates a lot of excitement in D.C. because you have such a potentially good young backcourt.
But you know
John
what?
Wall and Bradley Beal.
But you know what like, gets me about Bradley Beal? See, this is my problem. We go on the word potential. We talk about it all the time. What has he done in college in that first year, honestly? I mean,
he shot the ball relatively good. He was the best player on one of the best.
Florida. Not what I saw. All I know in the go-to situation,
during the tournament. He stepped it up, and a lot of people
sold him Marvin Williams too.
Yeah, and a lot of people, that's a good example. A lot of people put a lot of weight on the NCAA tournament because they say that's when the bright lights are on. Everyone's watching you. What are you going
to
do?
No, I agree that the tournament does pull out dogs. But I feel like you have to have a resume with it. Like, you have to be a good regular season beast, and you have to take that into the tournament. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have to be the dude. You have to be that dude in the regular season and then be that dude in the tournament. A la Dwayne Wade was that dude in Marquette and was that dude in the tournament. A la Carmelo Anthony was that dude in the regular season in Syracuse, and in the postseason, he was that dude. You can't be, all right, I'm not even Robin. Then all of a sudden, the tournament, I'm Batman. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. You bring up a very good and a very interesting point. They're actually playing Bradley Beal's highlight clip on ESPN right now. It'll be interesting, nevertheless, to see how this pans out for the Wizards. I think if the draft goes as both of us predict, Bradley Beal going to the Wizards and then Harrison Barnes going to Cleveland, there's going to be a lot of comparison, a lot of pressure on the Wizards backcourt, especially if Kyrie Irving and Harrison Barnes produce early, because Kyrie Irving's already shown that I'm a dog. I can play the position.
Yeah.
Averaging something like 20 points and 6 assists his rookie year. Then you get Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes, I think, out of all the guys that are available, is probably the most NBA ready.
Yeah.
He's probably going to come in and average about somewhere between 12 and 17 points.
Yeah.
His rookie year. And if Bradley Beal and John Wall don't put up that, don't produce those type of numbers, it's going to be a lot of pressure on the Wizards, these two guys, and a guy, I'm not going to say I love to hate, but a guy I don't necessarily agree with some of his picks, Ernie Grunfeld.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do think, barring anything dramatic, I think this is definitely a successful draft for the Washington Wizards. Obviously, this is going to move Jordan Crawford to the bench.
To the bench, where he belongs. Because he's Jordan Crawford is a guy who creates offense. His own shot. He's instant offense, and you need that off the bench in the NBA.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not that. Right now, honestly, in the NBA, being a sixth man is glorified more than any time I've ever seen watching basketball, period. And from the early 90s to even the late 80s, it's never been that way. Huh, sir?
Oh, no, nothing.
What you want to say, sir? Cause
No. I would just keep going. Cleveland's actually on the clock now. 2 minutes. 2 minutes left in this election.
So, we'll get to Cleveland. Let's get to Cleveland after the break.
Okay.
We've been rambling for too long. Let's get to Cleveland after the break. Urban Sports Scene, Eyes Radio.
For ages.
You dig?
NBA Draft Special.
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't, because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
Make sure you listen to us on the Apple G's radio show on Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian.
Yes, the lovely Vivian. But real quick, let's get into a big shocker. Deion Waiters goes to Cleveland. 4th spot. What do you think about that, Will?
This has bust potential all over it, in my opinion.
A lot of
people are comparing Deion Waiters to Dwayne Wade. I don't see it the slightest. Dwayne Wade was a guy who produced at the highest levels at Marquette. Deion Waiters, to me, was just another guy on the Syracuse team. I'm shocked, to be honest with you. I didn't really see Cleveland taking him this high at number 4.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I like Deion Waiters. I watched him against Georgetown. He used to be the one dude, I ain't going to lie to you, that got busy. That when they were down, like, he got busy. But my thing about it is, like, all right, I don't take Deion Waiters over Harrison Barnes.
I don't take him over Harrison Barnes. I don't take him over Austin Rivers.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't take him over Thomas Robinson. There are a couple guys I don't take this guy over. But, like I said, we're just amateurs. We're just novice. We have our little blog. We have our opinion.
Our blog. We don't know blog. Boy, we don't blog like that no more.
We have our podcast.
Oh, we do have a blog.
Slash blog.
Well, you see, we don't really promote it anymore. We do have a blog.
We've given up on the blog thing.
But I met Deion Waiters in Vegas, man. Cool kid, man. Like I said, he can ball. He can ball. I do think off ability alone, he does have the ability to be a lottery pick. Now, did he get to produce that in college? I don't think so. I would not take him over Harrison Barnes. I don't see how they fit with Kyrie Irving. I think they need a drop dead shooter. And I think a drop dead shooter would be Harrison Barnes, and this isn't a drop dead shooter. But I do think he's a good slasher, and he does have a J. Don't get me wrong, he does have a J, and he can create his own shot. You know, and he's strong. He does have good qualities to be a very good NBA player. But I wouldn't take him over certain players. Honestly, I like Perry Jones III over more than I like Deion Waiters.
I can see that. Perry Jones III doesn't have that motor, but he doesn't have the consistency of that motor. But as you know, we're also on a Facebook at Urban Sports / Facebook. We begin.
You know,
dude, like you said, you know, I don't.
Facebook / Urban Sports. Sports Scene.
Facebook / Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, but my boy Jay Love, he said, I this is the question referring to. I had a question referring to who should the Wizards take, Harrison Barnes or Thomas Robinson? Obviously, they took Bill, but I will mention their Facebook responses. He said both good options. I'm leaning towards Robinson with the team's new additions. Trade down, Ron Jr. Trade down. Draft is too deep with quality. Emmanuel Burwell. I'm hoping Bill is still there at three. He got what he wanted. Ron Jr. responded to my man, Emmanuel Burton, saying, I'm hoping Bill doesn't turn out to be a bust like Martell Webster. I can't believe all of the attention he's receiving. Ron, I agree with you. I can't believe it myself. 1 year, and basically you weren't the man till like the tournament. And really, in the tournament, I watched games and you didn't get the last second shots. It was still the other two small
Irvin
point guards.
Walker.
Yeah. So I didn't see it out of Bill. We'll see. And Emmanuel Burrow responded, since 2000, to draft all these kids have a bust potential. Which, yeah. It's the truth. It's the word potential.
Yeah, potential. You don't have a large body of work to go off on a lot of these guys. Most of these guys are one and done. But also, I think one thing that people don't take into consideration, since the beginning of high school, these guys play year-round, so they're able to develop their game. And a lot of the guys that they see on the AAU circuit, they'll see in the NBA, but there's a difference between, you know, AAU circuit, high school, college, and playing the NBA because you're playing grown man basketball.
Ain't that the truth? Right now, the Kings are about to pick. The pick's about to come in. Hopefully, we'll see David Stern approach the podium and state what he has to state. Who do you think the Kings will select in this pick?
Harrison Barnes. Well, yeah, I still think Harrison Barnes. They'll have this will give Sacramento something that they haven't had since the Chris Webber days, which is a dynamic scoring duo with Tyreke Evans and Harrison
Barnes.
Trade
Tyreke Evans, you know that, right?
I think they'll stick around. I think.
I don't know, man. He's dropped.
Well,
man.
Yeah. There's actually been a lot of rumors circulating about maybe this is the spot where Houston trades up to. Actually, this Kings pick is in right now, and the Kings with the number five
this
pick select.
Tyrese Thomas. Robinson. Thomas Robinson is now a Sacramento King.
I'm happy for him.
Yes, well-deserved kid. Well-deserved.
Hard worker. Everyone, I think just about everyone knows the story. Anyone from this D.C. area does. Everyone will be here supporting him and have his back. But to me, I don't necessarily see how this pick works for Sacramento just because they have DeMarcus Cousins already.
Of course.
Jason Thompson. So I'm interested to see if he actually stays, or is he trade bait?
I'll say this much: if he does stay, this is a wake up call for even though he's talented and skilled, DeMarcus Cousins. It's time to mature up, man. It's time to mature up. You have a kid over here who's mature. He wants it. You know, he's on a different drive than everybody else. We know the story. You know, this kid, his freshman year, no one thought after his freshman year he was going to be a lottery pick. No one thought of Thomas Robinson this way. And I look at him now. I look at him second season. Turned out to be the college player of the year. And now he's a lottery pick. Five. If you asked people when he came to Kansas, would he be a lottery pick eventually? You look stupid.
Yeah, Thomas Robinson, they're showing his clip, his highlight reel on ESPN. He was a man amongst boys down in the box. And the one thing I do really like about him is he's added a different dimension to his game every year he was at Kansas.
Well, he's only been at 2 years.
Yeah, well, he's only, he added the face-up jump shot to his game. He runs the floor very well, very explosive. A high motor guy, high character guy. A good pick for the Kings, but like I said, I don't necessarily know how this pick fits in with what they're going to do. How are you going to get Thomas Robinson and DeMarcus Cousins on the floor at the same time?
Hey, this works for me, man. I know what, to be honest with you, in the NBA, there's no real center. So maybe DeMarcus Cousins plays the five.
Interesting point. That's an interesting point.
You know what I mean? And then now you have a real tandem. You have a real tandem down low. And we see that Robinson could face up to the jump shot. Oh, hold on, man. Right now he's being interviewed. He's emotional. Thomas Robinson is very emotional right now. Like I said, you got to love this kid, man, really. If you're watching that draft
I'm rooting for the guy. I want to see him succeed. Like I said, the only reason I'm a little bit upset because he's going to the Kings, I don't think necessarily it's the right fit for him. But I know this is the type of guy with his character, his story. He's going to succeed and flourish wherever he goes.
Yeah, that's one thing I see. This kid has a drive, you know, and there's nothing you can deny, man. I know you can look at DeMarcus Cousins, a guy who has, to me, no – is talented as hell, but takes it for granted. There's a kid coming into Sacramento that has to drive and wants to be good. And my whole thing is that girl right there, his little sister he has to take care of, that's his passion right there. And he wants to make sure that she gets everything positive coming to her. And I think that's what's going to push him to be a successful NBA ball player.
Like I always said, the guy ceiling, Thomas Robinson, is Amari Stoudemire. That's the guy. Well, the guy I compare him to now is more like Amari Stoudemire.
He'll be better.
That's
my. That's my.
Defensively, he's more committed to guarding and also on the offensive and defensive board. But interesting now, Portland's up at number six. The guy we still think is the most NBA ready
is Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes is here at number six. Portland also has, what is it, the number 11 pick, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Portland has the number, number 11 pick.
To me, a dream scenario for Portland would be you take Harrison Barnes right here, and then at number 11, Austin Rivers is still available.
Yeah, I think Austin Rivers
that gives you so much punch offensively if you're Portland.
Yeah.
If you put those two guys with LaMarcus Aldridge, and
you fix what you lost.
Oh my God, that'd be a scary team for many years.
Honestly, to be real with you, this is where I think Harrison Barnes is really looks good at Portland, because he replaces who they lost, the three in Portland.
Gerald Wallace.
No, not Gerald Wallace. They lost a couple years ago. The three are that look like he's ready for stardom.
Brandon Roy.
So this is like a replacement. You know, this is a replacement. He's not as good as Brandon Roy. Don't get me wrong, but this is a replacement. So you replace what you lost with Brandon Roy with another offensive weapon, and then like you said, when it comes back around, they can get a point guard. They can't get a point guard.
This was a highway robbery of a trade. They got Portland number six pick.
The Nets are idiots.
Yeah,
the Nets don't want to be good.
The Nets received Gerald Wallace, and the Portland Trail Blazers received Mehmet Okor, Shane Williams, and a number one pick.
And the pick is in for the Portland Trail Blazers. We'll have David Stearns come out and talk. Obviously, you can't hear him, but just take our word for it. He's coming out and talking, right? He's about to come out and talk. The weasel of the NBA, David Stern.
Wow. You go hard on all the commissioners, don't you?
I don't like any of them. I don't like authority.
I can tell very much so. The pick is in. The Trail Blazers select.
Oh, still Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard,
point guard from Weber State.
Okay. And ain't gonna lie, on Facebook, one of my homeboys, I'm gonna give him a shout out, Blair Hayes, he thought that Harrison Barnes would go to Golden State, and I carried the dude. Now, if Harrison Barnes goes to Golden State, I gotta eat crow. So actually, I don't want Harrison Barnes to go to Golden State.
Well, if Harrison Barnes goes number seven to Golden State, you gotta look at their backcourt. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson Jr., and potentially Harrison Barnes, that's a very dynamic, that's maybe reminiscence of the old Run TMC for those who are into basketball back in the 80s.
How's that work with Mark Jackson trying to coach defense, though? He's been trying to coach defense out there. That's what he was doing. That's how he was doing. What he was doing last year.
That'll get him fired.
Oh, speaking of Mark Jackson, what's up with Mark Jackson?
Oh, the shakedown, the prostitute shaking him down?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, actually, you know, not only him, but this past week, RG3, there was allegations that a guy, a former Baylor basketball player, was trying to shake down RG3. I meant to ask you that. You didn't hear about this?
What?
Yeah, RG3 was getting extorted. There was a guy, a former Baylor basketball player, who had some potentially embarrassing information or news about RG3. He got in contact with RG3's agent,
yeah,
and RG3 and said, listen, unless you want this to come out, I want to be paid a certain amount of money.
What is the information?
No one knows. I think it only could be one thing.
What? He's
pride. Gay pride month.
Oh my God! Get
that's
out
the
here.
Only thing that seriously.
RG3 is not gay.
No, I'm not saying that he is, but I'm saying that's the only thing. If you're the NFL, anything, what could it be? Women? That's not going to hurt your image.
That's true.
You cheated. You took some type of performance enhancing drug. You got to prove it. So that's not going to hurt
you. If it ain't out, he shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not out now. It's not out now. But
if it ain't out, don't worry about it. There's number haters out there, boy. All right, well, Golden State, Will, so you're thinking who, what? We can't keep saying it hurts the Barnes, man. They didn't get Drummond out with them apples.
No, because they just traded for Andrew Bogut, towards the end of the season. And you also have
David Lee. Oh, you got Andrew Bogut, don't
they?
Yeah,
David Lee.
Do they really think Andrew Bogut's going to be healthy?
I
love Andrew Bogut. I think that's a good sign. A good
maybe,
trade.
Maybe, you never know, maybe. Well, John Henson will play the four also.
Who's there for? Oh, Lee. They got
David Lee.
They got Lee. Okay, never mind. They're good. So basically, they need another swing guy.
They need a wing. They need another wing player. Harrison Barnes.
Finally, Harrison Barnes. The Urban Sports
I've been waving the Harrison Barnes flag for the last.
Harrison Barnes has had a great workout. I'm telling you, maybe Harrison. I said the Rivers would be the Paul Pierce of this draft. It might be Harrison Barnes too. I think he slipped tremendously.
Yeah,
Deion Waiters really messed it up for everybody, I swear.
If you're the New Orleans Hornets, you are definitely you're happy because there's a chance that you can get Austin Rivers, Harrison Barnes, who else is also out there? Drummond. I wouldn't touch.
I wouldn't touch that dude with nothing. That's a bust ready to happen.
I've
heard him being compared to Beat.
Yeah, Hasheem
to beat. So, Tasari.
There's a lot of, if you're like I said, if you're New Orleans, you're gonna come out of this thing with two impact guys for the next 5 to 10 years.
What was it? It was Murray State that was the team that went almost undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Like, all right, what about that kid from Murray State? Is he entered the draft? He was a beast.
Sure.
I kind of liked him too. Honestly, I think Tyler Zeller is one of the best players in this draft. I'm going to keep saying that. Tyler Zeller is one of the best players in this draft. And also, Jared Sullinger will probably not be a lottery pick, but Jared Sullinger, to me, is one of the best players in this draft.
Skill from a skill perspective?
Yeah, from a skill
and
perspective.
And production? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, people get caught up in the whole red flag thing.
Perry Jones, the third guy, won two now, I heard. With his knees?
His knee. He's always been a red flag to me. He's a guy who just... He's like Tracy McGrady. When he wants to play really hard, he has the opportunity to dominate.
Give me talent over anything, and I'll show you W's. Give me talent, and I'll give you a coach who can thrive, can get that talent out of you.
Nah, because at this point...
Nah, man.
When you get this amount of money, you are who you are, and this amount of money only...
I'm going to give you an example, man. Rudy Gay, man. Rudy Gay, for real, has all the talent in the world. But he's starting to see it now, man. It can happen. It's a switch. Rudy Gay in UConn should have been a dog. He was scoring 20 off of not caring.
Yeah,
he scored a not caring 20.
I said that I don't know what Michael Jordan was thinking picking Adam Morrison over Rudy Gay.
Seriously, yeah. And that's just off ability. That's not even off. That was just ability. That wasn't off. But the same thing you're saying about Perry Jones the third. Rudy Gay loafed his way.
But Rudy Gay still produced. Night in, night out. Not at the high.
Bird produce. Nah, he get, drafts he, in, picks in for Golden State. Golden State has had selected Harrison Barnes. Good pick.
They're bringing the second coming of Run TMC.
All right.
Second coming of Run TMC. You heard it here first. Yes, Stephen Curry, Harrison Barnes, and Klay Thompson
what's the,
Jr.
What's the most important thing to happen for that? What has to happen for that to occur, though, Will? Stephen Curry has to be healthy.
Stephen Curry has to be healthy. He has to develop more as a point guard.
Oh, he's a great point guard, as is. I love Steph Curry.
He has to develop a little bit more as a point guard.
He passed the ball pretty nicely.
He passes the ball pretty nicely, but
and he's a willing passer.
Sometimes he picks up his dribble too early.
That's a
he doesn't keep his dribble alive.
That's a possibility. I am a fan of Steph Curry. I think with Monte Ellis being gone, you'll see him even flourish more in Golden State. I think he'll become a star. Harrison Barnes to me right now is the most NBA ready prospect. Will, you mentioned that earlier. Let's talk about Harrison Barnes. One of my favorite draft picks.
The guy. Mm-hmm. Coming into college, he was the number one overall player in his class. He suffered from what I call North Carolina-itis, which means all the talent in the world. You get told that you're the best player in the world, but you don't produce at your highest level when you attend North Carolina. Don't get me wrong. I love North Carolina. I love North Carolina. I've always said I'm a North Carolina and a Georgetown fan when it comes to college basketball. But guys who go to North Carolina tend to have a certain syndrome that they don't produce at their full potential. It might be because of the system. As we know, there's a long-running joke that there's only one guy who can keep George from averaging 20 points, and that's Dean Smith. Roy Williams essentially runs the same type of system as Dean Smith. So we'll see what at this next level. I think he's, like I said, he's the most NBA ready. So we'll see how he pans out.
Anyway, we've been doing a lot of draft discussion. We'll continue this after the break. Urban Sports and Eyes Radio.
For ages.
You dig?
NBA Draft Special.
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
Welcome back. Toronto just made the eighth selection of the first round. They drafted Terrence Ross, guard out of Washington. A lot of people had him got high because of his athletic ability at 6'7".
He can shoot a little bit too.
And also that P word, potential.
Yeah, the potential. We'll see how he pans out. On Chad Ford, I believe Chad Ford had him going around here, or even the middle. I think Chad Ford had him pretty high. I definitely had him in the first round. I can't remember where he actually had him. I think he had him as a lottery pick, but I'm not sure. I'm not really familiar with the kid. I won't lie to you. There's no need for me to lie. Act like I know everything about college basketball. I don't. I'm not really familiar with Terrence Ross. But Chris Broussard had a lot of positive things to say about him, saying that he really likes the pick. Said he's athletic. He can shoot the ball. He honestly, to be real with you, it's a Toronto kind of pick. Like when they took DeRozan. DeRozan, that was like it's similar, athletic. Wasn't a guy that I thought that was would be a star, but it's a Toronto pick.
Yeah, it's a Toronto pick. Like I said, not too long ago, these guys selected Ed Davis, a guy.
Ed Davis too.
Yeah, a guy that a lot of people thought was going to be the next big thing. Powerful.
Did you really? I just thought he'd be okay.
A lot of people thought that he would be the next. Great power forward. Detroit is actually on the clock now. They have a little bit under 2 minutes. Give me your guess for Detroit. Who do you got? Who do you have? Well, Detroit
we discussed a little bit before the break, and I agree with you. You made this assumption. Drummond. I think Drummond would be a decent pick over here. Will be a good pick for Detroit. I see that another overseas player. Oh, they dropped the last. Okay, I'm about to say. Fran, I tell you. Fran, what's his name? Fran something.
Fran Fischella.
Yeah, Fran Fischella. He loves these overseas players. I know he does a lot of overseas scouting, but he always thinks somebody's going to be good. He said Vesely was going to be good. Look what got the Wizards. He's a bum.
I mean, the verdict is still out on
The verdict says he's a bum. The verdict says he's a bum. Guilty.
You never
Guilty
know.
Is charged.
You never
bum.
Know. He hasn't had a full off season to work under coaching to really develop.
You're right.
Because of the
what overseas player has no jump shot. Sorry, bum. Get out of here, man.
Well, you do have a point. just to refresh, who did you say Detroit is going to take?
Drummond. He's crying. Yeah, it's Drummond. You're right. It's Drummond.
I think it's Drummond also. They're going to put Drummond at five and Greg Monroe. They'll put him at the four.
Oh, Drummond's not starting. He
you
sucks.
You don't think so?
Drummond sucks.
But he has that powerful P word.
Yeah, potential doesn't play. You play, no, they don't play. Drummond be a bum. Oh, it's going to be funny, too, when he's a bum. I'm telling you. Drummond will be on the bench. I'm going to say it one more time. Anytime Henry Sims gives you the business, and I'm a Hoyas fan, you're a bum. Get out of here. You're a problem.
Well, if this, if
he was
if
so
Drummond,
good.
If Drummond is the pick for Detroit, it's kind of, let's talk about the track record of the guy who's made Joe Dumars. In 2005, he was heralded. 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
He was heralded as a genius
for
putting together that championship-winning team for Detroit. I think they went to the conference finals six straight years.
Yeah, he did
six
a good
or
job.
Seven straight years. But then after that run was over, and the team disbanded. It's been downhill. It first started with saving all that money and then blowing it on Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon, who they just recently traded.
You know what's dumb about what he did? He gets Charlie Villanueva, and then gets like Austin Day. He gets players at the same position.
Then Tayshaun Prince.
And then he gets Summers, who they didn't like. All were like tall, small forwards.
And we were actually right.
Yeah, we're right. Drummond's
the pick for Detroit. You say he's going to ride the bench.
Yeah, he'll be on the bench. He won't start. He should. I mean, really, this kid was crying. And he's a kid, so let me retract my statement. It's like saying he's horrible. Hopefully, you know, he gets better and he becomes a good NBA player. But to be honest with you, he'll be a bum. I'm just being honest with you.
I mean,
I feel like
everyone take this with a grain of salt. We're not professionals. We're just fans.
I mean, they sucked. UConn sucked, really. And I think if you're a dominant big man like they projected him to be, because some people had him in the top three, like. A big man is supposed to get you to the tournament, and UConn was terrible. 10 points a game.
Well, we know that.
What the hell?
We know Andre Drummond or Jeremy Lamb, nobody will be getting them to the tournament last year.
How is he drafted? How are you drafted for Jeremy Lamb? Answer that question. Jeremy Lamb is so much better than this dude.
Because he's big and he can run the floor and he's athletic and he has potential. Like I was alluding to, there's no one, not even Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and Magic Johnson can get Connecticut to the NCAA tournament next year because they actually
what'd you say?
No
Magic
one
Johnson can get them to the tournament.
Now no one can get
Magic
them to the
Johnson
tournament
can get them to the tournament
because they've actually
Fat Magic can get to the tournament.
They're actually on probation because of their academic performance over the last 3 to 4 years.
Touche.
Yeah, so they won't be. They can go undefeated and won't make it to the tournament. They can win the Big East championship. And a Big East tournament and won't go to the tournament.
Oh, then that makes sense. Well, that makes sense why he left.
Yeah.
Not really. Still does.
It makes sense why him and Lamb left.
Well, he's a lottery pick, so I guess he's blessed. You know what? That's a good business decision. He's a lottery pick. Good business decision.
And we were having this conversation before the show started. Some guys make the good business decision versus a good life decision. And you can't fault these guys. Everyone's saying, oh, the one and dones are ruining the NBA. They're ruining college basketball. But this is a smart business decision. If you can get a guaranteed $12 million to go play basketball, a sport that you've been playing primarily for free up until when you were in college, why not do it? Andre Drummond now is being interviewed, number 9 pick overall for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, he's leaving school. He left high school early. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I'm very emotional right now. The guy's crying, as he should be. Worked his whole life to get to this point, realizing his dream. Congratulations for that.
I don't even know the truth. Real talk. I don't care about Drummond. Austin Rivers is about to be picked by New Orleans.
Yeah, let's talk about this number 10 pick. New Orleans, man. If New Orleans selects Austin Rivers to go with Eric Gordon and also with Anthony Davis.
Championship.
I'm definitely not going to go out on a limb and say championship.
You know
but
what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say this team, if they can sign Eric Gordon, they probably will match the offer. Get Austin Rivers. And then they have with Anthony Davis. I'm going to say
Al-Farouq Aminu.
Playoffs. Aminu, playoffs.
They could be competitive for the number 8 spot in 2 years. I can definitely say that.
Playoffs next season.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
That's what I do. You know what? I'm the Stephen A. Smith of this thing right now. You got to be real talk. I'm clapping my hands right now because you mean I'm serious. That means I'm serious. Real talk. Playoffs.
All right. Realistically.
Realistically, playoffs.
Realistically talking. How do you see, okay, let's say they do get Austin Rivers. Do you have a starting backcourt? You have a team that has Austin Rivers, Eric Gordon, Anthony Davis, Jarrett Jack, Al-Farouq Aminu. Gravis Vasquez. It's a young team that has the potential that can contend for a playoff spot in the next 2 years,
Chris
in my
Kamen.
Opinion.
Didn't even play.
Chris Kamen. I think
he's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
Anyway.
So it creates an interesting dynamic. If New Orleans selects Austin Rivers, that's an if. And then this Tom Benson, he walks into a prime situation. You know, the NBA owned the New Orleans Hornets. They wanted to get rid of the team, so he probably got him at a slight discount.
Well, I think he has. To me, they're gonna have one of the best young coaches in Monty Williams. That's a blessing. Get Austin Rivers. Add that, like you said, Eric Gordon, Anthony Davis, Aminu, who's really talented as well. They have a really exciting young team. You know. Like how people look at OKC and looked at Memphis in the West. They have a young, exciting team. Even Indiana in the East, a bunch of young players who can grow together. And I think for a while, be competitive in the NBA, especially in the West.
Yeah, we'll see. Actually, the Hornets pick is in, but there's a commercial break right now.
21 Jump Street commercial.
21 Jump Street.
Great, hilarious movie. Hilarious.
It came out a couple months ago.
It's a great
Did you
movie.
See it?
Yeah, I saw it. Saw it when it came out. One of the most funniest movies I've seen in my life.
Seriously.
I'm dead serious. I'm not even joking. I'm dead serious.
I have to check it out on Blu-ray when it comes on demand.
Yeah, I got
Speaking
gift cards.
Of funny movies.
Go ahead.
What do you think about Ted, that movie that comes out this weekend?
The
Ted
Bear
with the
movie?
Bear.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny.
I got to check it out. I really haven't seen it.
The creator Family Guy.
Oh, really? I'm going to check this out.
I'm going to check it out. So the 10th pick is in. David
Austin
Stern
Rivers.
Is making the announcement. New Orleans Hornets select Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers. Me and Will, I told you on SJ Sports Day on Facebook. Austin Rivers is going to New Orleans. He is the Paul Pierce of this thing. It's a wrap. Anthony Davis, Austin Rivers.
Eric
Special.
Gordon.
Oh, you heard there was a rumor on ESPN. I read a link on ESPN that they were trying to trade down to get this. They were about to trade down to get Austin Rivers, dude.
Who?
Boston was thinking about trading down to get Austin Rivers.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean.
Man, Doc Rivers is a proud dad, man.
Yeah,
I tell
you. He's a proud dad. If Boston, it would have been a wise decision to make because you need to start rebuilding right now.
I know. You got to get extra young.
Yeah, you got to get really young. They're going to sign Jeff Green.
They are. They're
and
definitely.
Then you also need some more young guns to bring around them.
Yeah, Brandon Bass isn't coming back. Well, he opted out. Exactly.
Avery Bradley, but let's get back into this number 10 pick, Austin Rivers.
Well, you want to talk about it when we talk about it. I got the good things I want to say about it.
I'll start off. This guy can create. He gets to the basket. He has the shot that every NBA player needs, which is that step-back jump shot to create the shot that has made Paul Pierce such a prolific scorer in the NBA. He can get to the basket, can blow past you, can create for others. The guy is used to being the man because ever since his sophomore year in high school, he's been a top five touted player in his class. So it'll be interesting to see just how, you know, not interesting, but there's going to be a lot of excitement for this New Orleans Hornets team. You get two top 10 picks. That's more than you can ask for. You got the guy who... and Anthony Davis, who no matter if he doesn't develop offensively this year, is a disturbance. He already makes your team better on the interior with his defensive rebounding.
You know what makes this draft pick so vicious? honestly, is that if you looked at, if you think about it, come out of high school, these are two, like Anthony Davis and Austin Rivers, arguably were two of the best players coming out of high school.
Top two of the top three.
And now you have him on the same team. He went to 10. This is a steal. All right. And one thing I tell people all the time, what's the toughest thing to do for an offensive player to come to the NBA that you want him to do? What's the toughest thing?
Create his own shot.
Exactly. He creates his own shot. You give me a player that can create his own shot, and I will take him 10 out of 10 over most players being drafted. He can create his own shot. How can a person who can create his own shot this easily be 10? You get Bill. Again, I'm gonna be real. Bill, who cannot create his own shot like Austin Rivers, is 3. It's 3. Austin Rivers. We saw him become a shot maker in Duke. Duke, to me, had a bunch of players who were scared of the moment this season. And Austin Rivers was never scared of the moment. I remember a game at Ohio State when they went on the run and got blown up by Ohio State. But Austin Rivers was the only guy who was willing to try to make buckets. Carolina made that big shot, willing to take this shot. This guy slips to 10. You telling me a guy this talented is the 10th best player in this draft? Hell no.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm telling you, the Paul Pierce, look at that rookie of the year right here. He'll be a better player than Anthony Davis this season. Austin Rivers.
Put your stamp on it.
Stamp of approval. And I'm clapping my hands right now because you know it's serious. You know it's serious.
All right.
It's serious.
Number 11, Portland is up. Portland, like we said, they earlier they made the pick of
oh, was it the point guard?
Point guard from Weber State.
Weber State, sorry, yeah. They need a swing.
So they picked up Damian Lillard, his name. So you have the one you already have Raymond Felton. Then you pick Damian Lillard.
Felton's not gonna be, they're gonna be gone.
They have Wesley Matthews at the two.
They need a swing. They need an actual. Yeah.
Well, Nicholas Batum is a guy that they're really high on.
They need a player who can create, though. You know what I mean?
He's a guy that they're really high on. They think the future is him and LaMarcus Aldridge.
To me, one of them, they need a strong swing player. You know what I mean? This is gonna be a hard one for me. I don't know who they can actually pick up right here that could be a valid pick.
What about
Zeller? I like Zeller.
We both like Zeller.
I like Zeller here. I think you could have a Zeller at the Aldridge and Zeller playing 4 or 5.
Yeah. After this pick, it really gets interesting because
he's. Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I like Perry Jones III for him. I'll be honest with you. Perry Jones III right here would be
Perry
great.
Jones, yeah, that'd be. A
I like that pick
selection.
For him, but will they take him? I don't think so. I think it's an actual fit. I think that's a player that you can say, okay, well, he can do some good things over there.
What about Kendall Marshall?
Kendall Marshall to me is not a lottery pick.
Well, no, they already took Damian Lillard, so
yeah,
I don't think that pick worked.
This is a great pick. I'm telling you, I'm still on New Orleans draft. This might be one of the best drafts I've ever seen of all time.
Yeah,
all time, dead serious.
Yeah, when you get these two guys, a guy who's gonna from day one affect. Improve a guy from day one who's going to improve your interior and improve your overall defense, and Anthony Davis, and a guy in Austin Rivers who can create his own shot. You know, I mean, this makes New Orleans a very exciting team. Now it's up to the fans down in New Orleans to come out and support their team, especially if they get Eric Gordon back.
You have a big three. Honestly, you have a big three. Because Eric Gordon, to me, is a star.
He's
a star.
Term. It's a cliche term.
I'm sorry, it's a big three. I just said it.
It's a cliche term.
I make guarantees out here, man. It's a big three.
I know you do. You make bet. You worse than Mr. 85%.
Man, Mr. 85% is like 80. He's like he likes to be on the borderline. He don't make definitive responses. That's why he's 85%. That's why I'm not scared to be wrong. All right, greatness will take rejection. That's what greatness does.
Yeah, you got to be persistent.
So I'm giving my name greatness. He got 85%. I'm greatness.
All right. Well, the pick is in for Portland. So, David Stern is approaching.
And greatness
podium.
Says Zeller will be a good pick here.
Yeah, I say Zeller also.
But I would take Perry Jones on the third.
Portland Trailblazers select Myers Leonard, the center from Illinois. Well, I guess we both got it wrong. I guess that's the guy who. This is their second shot at getting the big man. Greg Oden didn't work. No. So who we take? Myers Leonard. Hey, if we keep taking centers, we'll eventually get it right.
Unfortunately, this is why Portland sucks, and we'll never be a championship team. They'll be a good team, never a championship team. Sam Bowie, I love Greg Oden. But sorry, Greg Oden didn't work out due to injury. And now Myers Leonard.
Center from Illinois.
I've seen him play a couple of times. He doesn't have the wow factor.
Yeah, he doesn't have the wow factor, which, you know, Chris Kamen doesn't have the wow factor, but he's a
Chris Kamen was actually skilled though to me.
Very skilled.
Very skilled to me.
Marcus Camby doesn't have the wow factor, but Marcus Camby was very good center, very extremely good shot blocker. Myers Leonard, 13.6 points a game.
I would take Zeller before I would take him. Goal
and 8 rebounds.
Oh, I would take Zeller over him in a second. Oh, Zeller, he is such. Oh, this is such a bad pick.
You see that fadeaway? That was ugly.
That was nice. It looked nice actually, but you know everybody shows your best highlights though. You know what I mean? When they do this stupid roll, I will say this again, and Ray laughs at me every time I say this. But I swore, like Antonio Daniels was the best player ever when I watched his highlights. I thought he would be the second coming of Jesus.
Green,
yeah, I thought he was the second coming of Jesus.
Number 3 overall pick.
I thought he
was
the second coming. Yeah, I thought he was the second coming of Jesus. I saw his highlights. I was like, that is that dude. And what is Antonio Davis doing now?
Nothing.
He had a good NBA career, but it wasn't star. It wasn't starish.
All right, number 12, Houston. Who do you got in Houston selecting?
Oh, this is Perry Jones third.
You got Perry Jones.
Oh no. Right? Ooh. Who's the power forward? Scola. They need a star, man. They need athleticism. They just trade Bullen. They need something to package so they can try to get Dwight Howard. So they need the best player.
That's not happening.
They need the best player available.
I say they take Jeremy Lamb.
Jeremy Lamb. Who's their two?
They traded away Budinger.
Was it Sacramento?
No, Minnesota.
It's Minnesota, I'm sorry.
For the number 18th overall pick.
Yeah, Minnesota.
So I think Jeremy Lamb is the pick for Portland.
Jeremy Lamb?
Yeah. Go out on a limb.
I like Jeremy Lamb. I'm a fan of Jeremy Lamb. He disappointed me, actually, when I thought he'd have a better season with UConn. But I'm gonna go with Perry Jones III. He's from Texas. He's from the Texas area. I mean Baylor. Perry Jones III to me is a good play here. The red flag on his injury might hurt him though. Silence.
Silence is not golden.
Silence of the Lamb.
Silence is not golden when you're doing radio as we are. Well, not really radio podcast. They're interviewing the Wizards coach, Randy Whitman, right now. D.C.
Head coach. Did a great job last season.
Motivating the players, getting the players to play harder when Flip Saunders just gave up, threw his hands in the air and said, give me my $6 million.
I'm out, like you said. Give me my six and I'm out. I would say go commercial break, but we have two more picks.
Yeah, we have two more picks before we're off the air. So
we might as well just like keep it going.
We just want to ride this out because we soldiers, and that's what we do.
We soldiers. We soldiers! Ah!
Portland has 2 minutes left on the clock before they make their selection. I've gone on record and say I think Portland will take Jeremy Lamb. Wally says that he thinks, not Portland, Houston will select Jeremy Lamb. Wally thinks Houston is going to take Perry Jones III.
No, I think they should take Perry Jones III.
You think they should? Greatness. Who do you think they are going to take?
Greatness believes that they should take Perry Jones III. That's a great
Make a definitive pick.
That's what greatness says. All right.
So you're going with Perry Jones III.
Greatness is Perry Jones III.
I don't know who greatness is. I know who my co-host is.
Greatness founder, is your co-host.
Star engineer.
Greatness.
The man who does the tweet. Greatness. Answers the email. Wally Ola says Perry Jones III.
Oh, they got Kevin Martin too? Jesus, man. They got a bunch of old sorry bums. I like Kevin Martin too.
Kevin Martin, he's one of those guys that when he first came into the league, you thought he was going to be one of those guys, one of the top 10, 15 players.
I never did.
No, a lot of people thought he was.
Oh, I didn't think so.
A lot of people compared him to Reggie Miller when he
came
out.
Yeah, they did.
Because both of them had awkward shooting forms.
Yeah, but Reggie Miller could always, like his shot, it would never be that quick because it came too down, too low. Excuse me.
Kevin Martin's been injured a lot. Hasn't necessarily.
Damn, Houston, could you put the pick in? Jesus. Could they do it now? It's 34 seconds. Hurry up. You going to trade it? Trade it. Damn it.
I think there's a trade.
Is it Dwight Howard?
No, I don't think it's Dwight Howard. Not with this pick.
Not with whatever's left on the board. Man, trade this damn pick. Me and Will don't want to be here forever. Check his wings. I'm hungry. Some alcohol, some wings.
Houston, Houston acquired the pick from the Bucks for Samuel Dalembert.
Well, and Sean Livingston.
Yeah, they got Sean Livingston and two other guys who will never make an NBA team.
Oh, really? Oh, this happened recently? Oh, this
yeah,
just happened?
Actually, a day ago.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. See what this
is. You're not on it. You don't prepare for this thing.
Obviously, I
for
don't.
This thing of ours.
I wrote a weak ass outline. The outline was the worst. My outline was terrible this time.
But luckily, we've been able to ad lib and keep the show going.
I think so. I think we've been quite entertaining too. Oh, big update. Oh, and also big news, breaking news. Ray Jeezy will be back Tuesday. Next Tuesday, the Urban Sports Scene.
I'll believe it when I see it.
That's what he told me. He said, Wally, call me up. Tuesday, stamp it. I'm in there. Ray Jeezy, and I'm trying to sign and book Al to be on Tuesday. We're going to have a full roster.
I believe it when I see it.
Urban Sports Scene full roster. Classic show. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break now. When we come back from break, we're going to update you with any picks that go on while we were during the commercial break. Urban Sports Scene.
Eyes Radio.
For ages.
You dig?
NBA Draft Special.
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
My pet, I pointed at you and tell it, bitch. I'm f***ing a girl, she got her legs on my neck. I can f*** him out.
Oh, boy.
I was right. With the number 12 pick. Oh, excuse me. Welcome back. I was a little bit overzealous.
Damn, you a little hype. I was right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not right about much. So when I am, I like to, let everyone know.
Press.
Whatever, dude. As I predicted, Will Stradamus predicted with the number 12
pick. Will Stradamus, that's your new name now?
Will Stradamus.
All right, I'll give you that. I don't care.
Houston selected Jeremy Lamb with the number 12 pick.
Greatness ain't always right.
Yeah, you know.
You got to fail sometimes to succeed. That's what greatness
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
That's what greatness is all about.
On the workshop floor of success is many a failure.
Yeah, exactly. Ask LeBron James.
Yeah.
While greatness.
Oh, that's a low blow. Houston's pick is in right now. Not Houston, but the Phoenix Suns pick with number 13. The Phoenix Suns select
Kendall Marshall. Kendall Marshall made replacement for Steve Nash. Makes sense. It's a stretch. He has no jump shot.
I mean, he can develop a jump shot at the next level,
No, when you don't have one.
We'll see. I mean, Kendall, everyone says Kendall Marshall is the best floor general, the best pure point guard in the draft. He's a big guy, 6 foot.
All I got is Curry Jones III. You were screwed off this red flag. All right, I hate red flags. All right, I hate red and I hate red flags. All right, I'm sorry, Bloods. I don't hate Bloods. Y'all might kill me if I said that. So I don't hate Bloods, but I hate red flags. All right, the color red is annoying me. Sonnenger has been screwed, and now Curry Jones III has been screwed off this.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Kendall Marshall. Anyone who knows or who participated in a bracket saw just how his importance was to North Carolina. Once he went down, this North Carolina team didn't play the same. A lot of people thought North Carolina would get to the national championship game. But when Kendall Marshall went down there, floor general, Their team absolutely broke down.
He can't play defense either. So he fits Steve Nash.
But unlike Steve Nash is a good jump shooter. Kendall Marshall at this point isn't a good jump shooter. But this pick potentially could make sense. Steve Nash is a free agent.
Yeah, he's a replacement.
He's older. Steve Nash is older. A lot of people think he's going to chase a ring, but I think he's going to get the money. Steve Nash ain't going nowhere if he's not getting paid.
That's true. I mean, I agree with that. Kendall Marshall, Rondo. Rondo has made hope for people who have no jump shots. True point guards with no J's, and obviously that's probably what the Suns are banking on. But Rondo's creative. I mean, Kendall Marshall isn't that creative. I mean, he's a great point guard. As a passer, but as a scorer, they're gonna leave him open. I want to see if he can make shots in the NBA level. And I don't think so.
It's something he's going to have to develop and work on to develop that jump shot because, Roy Williams is doing an interview on the phone.
How about this? Coach a great team to a championship. Stop undercoaching great talent. Do it, please. Roy, do it.
We all know you're not a fan of Roy Williams.
Yeah,
we
because
all know
he's a great recruiter, but horrible coach. Gosh, Lee Bob.
A guy who has two national championships can't be a
horrible
coach.
Gosh, Lee Bob. If I can recruit the greatest thing in the world, I can get you a championship. Eric Spoelstra. He's a horrible coach, and he has a championship ring to show it.
Kendall Marshall is the first of what potentially could be two other North Carolina guys taken in the first round. John Henson's. Still around.
Oh, no, they got Harrison Barnes is already drafted.
Well, excuse me, yeah, Harrison Barnes was the first of potentially four North Carolina guys.
I think Zeller be right now. This is Zeller. This is Zeller right here.
I agree with you. Zeller, I think, will close out
the lottery.
The lottery going to Milwaukee. You got to remember they traded away Bogut to get back Monte Ellis. Zeller's a guy who will work hard on the boards. You don't necessarily need to run a lot of plays. And to me, it looks like Milwaukee is trying to run a wing-oriented offense with Brandon Jennings and Monte Ellis, even though I don't know necessarily how that'll work because both guys need the ball be effective.
And what's going
to
help this team, which why Zeller is such a great fit, you could tell they want to run up and down, and Zeller runs the floor like no other in all these bigs.
To be honest with you, either one of the North Carolina guys would be a good pick
for
Milwaukee.
But the good thing about Zeller is that he's good in the post, too. You know what I mean? Like, you can still feed him in the post. He's good. He can shoot his hook shot from either hand. He runs the floor. This is actually a great fit for Milwaukee if they want to be have a running style. And even when they don't, when they can't run, they'll have a guy they can feed in the post.
Well, I'm going to throw out another name that potentially could. There are three guys, I think. Henson, Zeller, or Terrence Jones from Kentucky.
Oh, no, Terrence Jones ain't going here.
I mean, it's a guy who potentially could make sense for him.
Nah. Perry Jones III has been to Terrence Jones from Kentucky.
Nah, you got a point, but.
Yeah, it's not.
Perry Jones, he does. Scott Skiles is the coach.
Terrence Jones.
Scott Skiles wants a guy who's going to work
you
hard.
You talking about a no-show?
Perry Jones.
A no-show?
The third is not.
You talking about no-shows? Terrence Jones is the biggest no-show of them all. All
right, well, the last pick of the NBA lottery is in. After this pick, this will pretty much wrap up our NBA draft special. Milwaukee selects.
Oh,
John
it's a Henson.
Henson. I told you.
It's Henson over Zeller. Idiots! Why do people carry the greatness of Zeller? The greatness. Oh, my God. Who's getting this pick? Houston? Philly? Oh, Philly has lucked out. Philly will probably take Zeller. And
or Perry Jones.
Oh, not take, nah. Yeah, they need a big because Elden Brand, they're going to need a big, real big. But anyway, the show's it's a wrap. It's a wrap up.
I was going to say, you'll find out who Philadelphia selects, but you won't find out from us.
Yeah.
Because this is the end of the show.
Yeah, pretty much. But any draft picks you want people to look out. I mean, players you want them to look out for. So we're not gonna mention. We won't see them go land on the team on this show. But we'll see it at a bar because I'm about to get some wings. I mean, I'm gonna watch.
The guy from Michigan State, Green.
Oh, Trayvon Green.
Trayvon Green. I think that's a guy who's a good fit for OKC. He's a guy who they could stash on the bench, develop his offensive game, and a year or two from now will definitely be a guy who will bang on the boards and give you leadership. And some scoring and toughness off the bench.
Well, I look at, obviously I mentioned him earlier, and I still think he's a great player. Sullinger in Orlando, great fit. I think it'll be a good place for him. you know, trying to, I guess, to still try to coerce Dwight Howard to stay if you want to, but screw Dwight Howard. Sullinger, I think, is a good fit over there. He can do some good things in Orlando. I like Sullinger in Orlando.
Also a guy, Jarrett Sullinger.
So just say it. Boy, you ain't listening to me.
I'm sorry.
Listen to me.
My mind is already at the bar.
I hear you.
All right, boy, this wraps up another show. This was our NBA draft special. This is the first time we ever did it like this. It's interesting, not to say the least.
Yeah, very interesting. And once again, to give some information, check us out on Eyes Radio Network. That's www.eyesradio.com. To listen to the show on our website, just visit www.wallio.podbeam.com. We're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search The Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Also, Eyes Radio has an Eyes Radio app for iPhones, I believe. So that's coming soon.
Real soon.
Yeah,
we're doing real things. We're about to get paid out here.
And we're also about to be a Wizards beat, basically Wizards.
We'll be bringing you the news as it's released from the Wizards.
Exactly. We'll be covering Wizards stuff.
More exciting. We'll have more in-depth information.
And we'll be interviewing Wizards players. Yeah, yeah. Urban Sports Scene is doing big things.
Yeah, we're taking the show in a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Big ups to Oz Rails for helping us out with that. We appreciate that. Thank you, too.
Tom Block, you the guy. But until next week, next Tuesday, we'll be back. Urban Sports Scene.
Eyes Radio.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces, bitches!
Ray Jeezy coming back in the house!